Wow, I see it, Lord. Help, give me words. Wow, I just saw this place in the spirit that the servers have. Living good. Thank you for it, Lord, as we serve you. Thank you for this good life. Yeah, I see that. I see it. Thank you, Lord. Larry, I just saw, this is for you. You know, when people go to the fair, there's the big mallet, and they hit it, and it dings the bell. That's what you're about to do. You're about to ring the bell. So it's coming up very shortly, and you'll give God all the glory, but you're going to ring that bell. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So the distance is about to be over. The distance is going to start closing in now. What God's got, he's going to get you here. He's going to get you here. So just be watching. Yeah. It's going to open up. It's going to open up. There's a fresh river for the ministry in the spirit, a fresh river to flow in. In Jesus' name, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see the Lord just giving a big check for Pat. It's okay. Check. Over. It's over. All the little threats and the diagnoses and all that. No, God just checks it off. Jesus' name. Tell her that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're headed for spiritual promotion. You've been seeking God and seeking God and your family and how you raise Levi, all these things. God is going to equip you. He's going to equip you with more. But he wants you to know, well done, good and faithful servant. You want to move ahead, he's moving you ahead. And home life, work life, all of that is just going to get, I'm going to say it like I hear it, gooder and gooder. And you have a promotion in the spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's angelic activity all around you bringing certain things to pass. So just be praying and watching. There's something the Lord wants to release to you. And when there's something he wants to release, there's something you'll do. And it's not something hard. It's a decision you'll make that'll release a flow to you even more. In Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Lord. You get that. You get that release. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see the blessing as if every window in your house just opens and things just start flooding in, particularly finances. There's some finances flooding in, but that blessing, it's kind of like it's coming in a good storm, where all the windows are just going to blow open, not break. They're going to open up and everything's just going to rush into you. And almost so much that you're like going, oh my God, this is so good. Look at all of this. Look at all of this. Thank you, Jesus. One child who, all of them good, but one child who needs to come back into God just to move in, who wants to move in more, is going to start moving in more things of God. One of them that maybe possibly you've been praying for. Yes, one of your children is going to step further into the things of God. Well, we could all want to step further in, so that's a good thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so it's been spoken, and it looked like a big gulch that was impassable, but the board has been laid over, and when you take the first step out on it, there'll be a bridge, and it'll be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just around the corner is what I hear. Just around the corner. Something's just around the corner, and it's glorious. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. right when I walked past you, this is your second word of the night, I saw like a golf ball hit you in the back of the head. And you went, whoa, but it was good. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And it's going to stir up something. It's going to stir up something. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. It's not a storm or a problem. It was an awareness of something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it a decision you're going to make? You're going to make a decision, and you're going to have angelic help in this decision, and there's angelic forces clearing out a path for you right now, and it's going to get you over a hill. It's just going to get you over a hill, and you're going to go downhill for years if you'll go over it. If you didn't go over it, you're going to be going uphill for 10 years. But if you go over this hill, you'll have 25 years of smooth sailing. So keep going, keep going, keep going. Jesus' name. You'll make it. You'll have help with it. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Start putting your stakes in the ground for new territory. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see you with almost like a surf rod about to pull in a big fish. You're about to pull in a big fish. It's a big payoff. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. So you're about to get a new prayer assignment. It's going to last for a long time. And the Lord will give you time to do it and give you exact words to do it. This is Rachel, for Rachel. And you're going to carry this thing. You're going to carry it. And everything you're going to pray, you're going to see it come to pass. Jesus' name. You've been called to be a prayer, and you're going to start fulfilling that assignment again, and this time it's specific on some work that needs to be done. Some of it's in this ministry. Some of it's in Brother Copeland's ministry. You got to pray it through, and there's some outskirts of that, and also for the president. And there are some just world events, because you can pray on a world level. You have to do that with the, maybe with the global prayers or the WWPs. You're going to pray someone through some switchbacks. They'll never even know you did it, but you'll pray them through the switchbacks. And it's time for you to pray for your father-in-law. He has to make some decisions. And he will make them easily because of your prayers. There's a comfort level that belongs to him that he's not receiving. And he needs to receive it. But he's not really knowing how to do that. But you can pray him right into it. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you stepping over into some new places. You're going to step over into some new places. The Lord says there's some places spiritually that you've already graduated from. And you're going into fresh new place with fresh new looks of things. The Lord says he's got you. And that the parent force of Father God is standing up right behind you. You are my son, he says. And I'll help you make every move that you need to make. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Now, I need to know one more thing. I need to know who is, and there's probably going to be hands go up all over here, and the Lord's going to show me, who's believing for a house? Okay. Okay. Now, see him, Lord? I'm going to give you an assignment from God. Now, everybody who's believing for a house, stand up. Okay, turn around and look at the people. Got them? Look at all the people. Pray for these people to get their house, and you'll get yours. pray that God brings them home. And he'll bring you home. But you're going to have to do it. And when John and Rachel get their house, don't be saying, well, God didn't give them my house. No, when they get their house, which is going to be very soon.
Thank you, Lord.
Or that soon, huh? I'm not going to tell them. You tell me when. It's already vacant. But then you'll just say, glory to God, they got it up next in line. But remember who needs a house here. Amen. You believing for a new house? Okay. That's a good. Praise God. That'll be a dream. That'll be easy. Praise the Lord. Got it? You got everybody? So don't forget. There's a house anointing right now. You got it. You got it? I'm going to pray for you too, but you pray for each other because that's what the Lord said. I was walking up here. He said, house anointing in the room. Tell them to pray for each other. So you do it. You'll have yours. I see a truck for somebody. Praise the Lord. Take it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see someone's hip is healed. Jesus' name. There's someone here, and you've just been down a river of trouble, a river of illness, a river of trouble. If you'll just make one quality decision to step in further to the things of God, you'll break out of all that junk. So are all your siblings finished having babies?
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, one's coming. One's coming. Yeah. One's coming. Thank you, Jesus. I see this, I don't know if it's sister or sister-in-law, but it's one of them. I see God wrapping his arms around her and protecting that baby. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
I know we need to go, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you're going to get a surprise. So what's next is going to be really good. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad you're here. I love y'all. Thank you, Jesus. God is good.